As a pastor, I sometimes receive tough questions. At times along my journey, people want to discuss the deepest, most intellectual, profound thoughts of theology. Why, just yesterday, a friend of mine at a baseball game engulfed me or intrigued me or engaged me in a discussion of the difference in Calvinism and Arminianism as we were watching balls and strikes being called right behind home plate. We get questions. We search for answers. And sometimes the deepest, most profound questions come from the smallest in stature and the hungering of mind. What I'm saying is that my little boys give me the most test of all at times. Little Luke Hill played a baseball game the other night, and things didn't go just how he wanted it to. And as he lamented his performance on the field, he said to his mom, who then, of course, graciously handed the phone to me as they were traveling home from the ballpark, said, "You deal with this when you're the pastor." His question, his lament was this: "I prayed that God would help me hit the ball, and I didn't hit the ball. So what gives, God? What gives, Dad? Why didn't he answer my prayer?" Not an easy question, right? And sometimes those questions face us in life, in family, in marriage, in careers, in church. Why doesn't God do it the way we want it done? Or when we want it? Or where we want it? The questions certainly surpass the mind of even an 11-year-old and sometimes wrestle with us mature Christians of the faith. Why, God, oh why, didn't you answer my prayer? Our scripture today challenges us, I think, to hear the wrestling of a couple of disciples, followers, friends of Jesus on their journey of faith. Do you hear this story? Did you receive it with me with fresh ears this morning? As you heard this travel of these two individuals to this small community, this village, our scripture this morning called it, of Emmaus, they were traveling along, wallowing in the defeat and loss of a friend. Sometimes, perhaps we find ourselves on similar journeys. We just need to get away. Have you been there, church? Have you ever just needed to distance yourself from the problem, from the peril, from the pain in your life? Just needing to get away and receive some hope and restoration, some deliverance. Perhaps that's what was on the mind of these friends as they traveled from Jerusalem to Emmaus. Because our scripture tells us, it picks up that as Jesus presented himself to them on their traveling, listen here what it says. It says that they stopped as he questioned them. They stopped or they stood still, and they looked distraught or sad when they considered his question of, "Where are you going? Why are you going? What's wrong on your journey of faith?" They wrestled with the question of young Luke, the baseball player, not the gospel writer. Of young Luke, who said, "Why, God, did it happen this way?" Maybe that was the question of Cleopas and his traveling companion in our scripture. As sadness and despair engulfed them when they said, "We thought it would happen this way. He was a prophet in word, in deed, and we thought he would be our deliverer. But it didn't go the way we hoped. We didn't hit the ball over the fence. We thought he would deliver us." And here we find ourselves in despair. There's a tradition in some Native American cultures, a long since departed tradition, I think, of where some young boys in their heritage, once they reach the age of teenagehood, they're taken upon a fearful journey by their fathers and the patriarchs of their family. They go out into the woods, and it's called an evening of fear, where they're blindfolded and they have to sit all along through the night hearing the owls hoot, listening and hoping the howls of the coyotes stay far away. Every crick and tick and crack in the forest, they hear, but they cannot see. I can only imagine the depth of their despair. They're yearning for deliverance from this darkness, this peril, this walk that they must make into manhood. A young man named Little Tree had to make that fearful journey. And Little Tree dreaded it for months. He knew what was to come, but he was afraid of the dark. He was afraid of being alone. He was petrified in his fear, and he asked in the spirit of the disciples and my son Luke, "Why? Why do I have to do it? Can't there be another way? I thought you loved me, Dad. Why would I have to go through this time of being alone and trial and temptation? It just doesn't seem fair. It's not what I want. Will you deliver me?" And the father, as lovingly as he could, would listen to the questions patiently, but all along never relent on the fact that his son had to take this journey. And Little Tree made the journey. And it was fearful. But he made it through it safely. And in the morning when his father came and he took the blindfold from his eyes and he opened his eyes, he could see again. He found life in salvation in some ways that day that he never had, for he had been through the darkness and now he saw the light. And it was going through the fear. In many ways, going through the challenge of life that he found life. Sometimes our own journey, like that of Little Tree, is made up of things that we fear, that we don't want to face, with darkness, with strikeouts, with family brokenness and injury and peril at work, things that we don't think we can endure alone, but on the other side, we find life and light by going through the sea. We find our muscles and our bodies renewed in the glory of our Savior. See, I think that's what Jesus is hinting at in our scripture this morning, as he says,
He says as he opened the minds of his disciples to our scriptures, he tells them in verse 26, he says, "You're slow of heart. Wasn't it necessary that the Messiah had to go through this suffering to receive his glory?" In other words, it seems he's telling his friends that through our darkest times, perhaps that's when we most appreciate the light of love. How can we celebrate the goodness of our God if we don't know the bad and destruction of a broken world? Friends, I don't yearn for it. I don't celebrate it, but so often after we walk through the challenges of our life with the renewing strength of our God, oh, then how much more full and grateful is our worship. Jesus said, the Messiah went through the suffering so that he would know and celebrate the joy. It was through his darkness that we received light. But the story of Little Tree, you know, there's another portion of that story that I think it's important for us to hear as well. Little Tree, the young little Native American boy who was blindfolded through the evening, seemingly alone and vulnerable to the attacks of the world. Can you imagine his fear? But you see, after the father took the blindfold from Little Tree's eyes and they celebrated his victory, the father informed Little Tree of this, "Son, I know you were fearful last evening. I know you felt you were all alone and lonely, and the attacks of the world could spring upon you at any time. But I want you to know this, son, as you were blindfolded, and as eventually you were able to go to sleep in the middle of the night, I want you to know that all alone, I never left your side. I sat here all through the night, watching, waiting, protecting, loving, and nurturing you when you thought you were all alone. Friends, God doesn't always answer it. When and how and where we want it. We don't always hit the ball when we cry out for strength. We don't always get to evade every fear and darkness that we face. We don't always get every employment opportunity, every relationship that we yearn to be restored. Sometimes they fall apart. Our churches, our families, our businesses, we know bumps in the road and challenges in life. But know this, people of faith, God is there. All alone. Like the follower, like the father, like Little Tree's dad comforting him through his journey. Friends, God never leaves us or forsakes us. You see, that's what I hear in our scripture today. As Cleopas and his traveling companion made their way along to Emmaus, they thought they were so alone. Did you hear their despair in their questions to the Lord? We thought he was the one. But you see, we know the whole story, don't we? We know that as Cleopas and his friend traveled along, that Jesus
made every step with them until their eyes were opened and they saw the glory of their Lord. So keep walking, people of faith, and don't despair, because you journey with the Lord of life every step on your journey. Thanks be to our Savior. Amen.